Drop the beat.
This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The Gigi Vines and Sugar Dimes can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and see the Vega and get lit, what? What? What?
Introducing. You are tuning into the 444 Profit Podcast. We are your host. I am Haven B, also known as New Haven, here with my man, JD.
Yo.
Golf handicappers extraordinaire. What up?
What's the word? What's the word? How we doing?
A little peed. A little peed.
That's a tough one. Tough one for me to swallow yesterday. Or I guess shit. Fucking what am I talking about? Sunday.
Oh, my God, bro. That was...
Yeah. You know, you bet him every week. He misses the fucking cut. And you don't bet him. And you want to hate yourself. I don't even know what to say. I picked Willie Z over Berger. I will not forget that. Despite all that shit, though, we still had a profitable week, three in a row, somehow up 24 units on the season, which is just, I've never done this well or this early. So
not improbable. It's because we had two winners and also the head to heads did okay.
That's yeah, why. And I mean, I kind of figured out the single round head-to-heads, which was always been a little bugaboo. We're at four units there. But, you know, it was a good tournament. It's a fun to watch Pebble. The field was kind of shitty, but it was interesting having Spieth there, breakdown, kind of like we expected. Cantlay was right there. We can go to the leader, Abizord, and break it down here real quick.
Hold on.
The for-profit boys go back in time to figure out... What exactly happened last week? It's the for-profit recap.
I love it. So what happened? Well, Daniel Berger happened. Oh, look at me. I'm fucking all over the place.
Yeah. Oh, look. You see? Now it's his genesis, like it's supposed to.
Right.
Anyway. Yo, that...
I'll get it going.
I learned a very key lesson. I'm going to... eliminate putting surfaces from my model.
Yeah.
If I like a guy and he's coming in playing well, I think confidence overcomes putting surface phobias.
Yeah, no, I agree. So in the end, I mean, you know, Berger kind of ran away with it. It was close until, I mean, well, he made eagle in 18. So I mean, that pretty much fucking destroyed everyone's hopes and dreams. He got the full term head-to-head over Spieth there. Maverick McNealy, smoke and mirrors, guys. He made everything he looked at. I don't trust him moving forward. Cantlay, obviously, started out with a 61, pretty remarkable, or 62, excuse me. Just played like shit on Friday, which kind of cost him the tournament. And then Jordan, 65, 67, 71, 70. You're not winning golf tournaments like that. And that's kind of what we've come to expect from him. So, you know, moving forward, that the last two golf courses and last week in particular for Jordan was where he needed to shine, because he's going to be playing courses now that will require him to drive the ball in play. And that's just not something he's done well. He hit less than 60% of the fairways last week in a less than driver golf course. So I don't know how that's going to go forward. Did you see anything? I mean, look, his iron play is doing well. He's putting decently enough. Anything from Jordan that suggests to you that he's going to be able to keep this kind of success going?
Yes. Yes, and it will be interesting if this is all a different story if Jordan listens to his fucking caddy.
Right.
On 16, when the motherfucker said, hey, it's playing 135, Jordan, into the wind uphill. I don't know. I don't know, Mikey.
I don't know, Mikey.
I don't know, Mikey. I'm not feeling it. You know what? I got the wedge. I think I can get the wedge up there.
Oh, Jordan. You were right, Mike.
You were right, Michael.
Yeah,
dumbass. I've been caddying for you. We've made about $20 million fucking dollars together.
You're terrible. Listen to me.
Listen to me, asshole. I am the guy who pulls the clubs out of the bag for you. You can't get it there.
Damn. Well, that'll be it. But hey, it's fun. Good player, obviously. You know, you have Berger, Spieth, Cantlay, Casey. Like, that's the top of the market at a golf tournament that we had a pretty shitty leaderboard all in all. Coming down here, Lashley obviously made a triple on 16 while in the hunt. That was not good. Not good at all. Can't miss there, Nate. Can't miss there. Yeah, you know, it was fun. Pebble's fun. You know, you got the best player in the field. You got Cantley and Berger, and they kind of showed up. And now we're on to a big boys golf tournament. Let's move on.
Moving on to
an actual golf tournament.
Man, this is my top three tournaments of the year.
Love it.
It's the time for the for-profit preview. What's the course set up this week?
Yes.
You caddied at Riv, right?
I caddied at Sherwood.
Oh, Sherwood. Okay. I've walked this course a million times. I've been to this tournament a million times. This is an awesome golf tournament.
This is an awesome, awesome golf tournament. And I am excited about this week. I've had a very, very good track record betting this golf tournament. I think, what is this? It's in the top three longest running courses on tour.
Yeah, I mean, it's been here since the fucking beginning of time, basically.
Ben Hogan played here and all that good stuff.
Hogan's Alley. Anything nicknamed kind of, Hogan's Alley is older than dirt.
Yes, Hogan's Alley is older than dirt. Hogan hit it left to right, and it's a Fader's track. That's right, baby.
Gotcha. It is a cutter's track off the tee for sure.
However, Bubba's it's a hook for him, technically.
He'll do anything.
He still plays
a fucking lunatic.
Still
plays. Yeah, and you know, last year this will normally be what a top 10 most in the top 10 in terms of difficulty, depending upon what they want to do to it.
Yes, the weather in LA is idyllic.
Yeah, right, I mean, it's going to be like whatever the fuck they want. I looked it up; it's like 75 on Sunday, so expect pure chaos on Sunday, which is awesome.
Yeah, usually kind of firms up from what I remember at Riv on Sunday.
Last year, it definitely did. Last year, they were hitting wedges and they were fucking bouncing, taking giant bounces and then releasing out. It was awesome. I love that kind of golf.
Yeah, that one, I'm trying to think, is that 9? And that long par 3 that's like a 4-iron, was it like 13 or something?
Yep.
What goes in it looks like you got to hit it. Just hit it on the green.
Anywhere
on the green.
Call it good. Yep.
So what is it like? I think Riv's like 72. Three-ish,
yeah,
somewhere around there.
It's par 71, though, right? It's only members play at 72, but these guys will play at 71, so only three par fives, which, you know, that makes it even longer. Kikuyu fairways, Kikuyu rough. You only see that at Torrey, can get a little weird, but they usually don't have the rough too high because if you're outside if you're in the rough, you're normally blocked by trees. It's tree-lined, right? So you're going to have polo greens. They can do whatever they want with them. I mean, it's this whole week's in the 70s in L.A., so it's going to be a perfect course conditions, whatever they want to do to the damn thing. It's going to be a fun tournament, and we have a wonderful field. So we ready to break this fucker down or what?
Oh, shout out to the rest of the world who was in the frozen tundra.
Oh, yeah.
My condolences to your normal lives. Sorry about that. We're hoping that we can give you an entertainment reprieve from the for-profit crew. So
at least your rent's cheap. I can't see a cloud in the sky from my window, but
it's all over there. That is all sunlight over there. So I'm just saying, look, if you like, you know, I know people have you know, some of their parents don't have power and stuff. So look,
not to joke about people freezing their asses off.
But. Yeah, our prayers go out to anybody who's struggling in the tundra. But you know, hopefully, you know, we can give you some, you know, semblance of happiness right now. All right.
Maybe like an outright winner. That'd be pretty fun when you're freezing your ass off. At least you get an outright. All right. We got the market here. We're our friends over at Bookmaker, sponsor us, motherfuckers, but I'm just going to use them because I think some of these numbers are fucking crazy. I see my son's gotten bet down. People must have listened. So let's go. Let's start. Top of the board. You ready?
Of the board. Hold on. Coming. Oh, there it is. It's always never disastrous.
Yes, it is. There it is.
Top of the board. Golfers, top of the board.
So we have 5. DJ, Rom, Rory, JT, Xander. Pretty much all. I mean, DJ's 5.5 to 1. When was the last time we saw someone 5.5 to 1? I mean, Tiger?
No, we saw one recently.
Oh, DJ at that Canadian or some shit, right?
Who was the favorite at in the desert?
Oh, wrong. He WD'd.
He withdrew. I think he might have been a big favorite, though.
Yeah, but 5-1 in a field like this, to me, it's a little wild. What it's doing is it's creating a lot of value on mid-range guys.
Yeah, we should. I mean, I don't know if it's just – you know what? I have never really asked you, is it always correlated? Like, when there is a big favorite, does it automatically mean value on the other? Could you talk to the book guy?
Yeah, I mean, so, you know, every outright market will have a different percentage of hold, right? So, usually – and a bookmaker typically has the best percentage of hold, right? Which means, you know, at everyone's prices up, and it's going to be, you know, it's not going to be 100%. It's going to be 120%. That'll be a 20% hold. Bookmaker usually has the lowest. So if one guy is priced at 5 and their hold is, you know, 10% or 8% or 12%, whatever it is, then that means the other guys have to, because they're going to keep that hold of 12% pretty much across the, you know, every week that they offer. So whenever you have a guy priced like DJ at 5.5, especially on this book, you're going to get value on the other guys because they don't change how much they're taking back. They'll just adjust numbers around that set number. Does that make sense?
Okay. I got you. Yeah. So whatever their hold is, they're still going to distribute the rest of the money equitably around whatever allocated number they want.
And it'll change week to week, but generally, you know, you have the sharper books will have a smaller hold. The, you know, your better lines are going to have a bigger hold. So, you know, that's why when we're looking at the outright markets, we do get a lot better numbers from bookmaker, because they're considered a sharper book, right? They take bigger action. They wait on bringing their shit out. So, you know, that's kind of the generally speak. There's a lot more that goes into it than that, but just as a general idea, that's kind of the way it works. So when you get a 5.5-1, you know, you get a Morikawa. I mean, he was at 45 on this book a couple hours ago. So we'll talk about the top real quick. DJ, what is there to say? The dude's a fucking – he's a maniac. Like, I mean, he won a desert tournament no one gave a shit about. He won the Masters. He got first and second coming down the stretch at the Tour Championship, you know, the FedEx of playoffs. I mean, he just wins everything.
Okay. Bigger favorite, DJ or Bitcoin going to 100,000?
Holy shit,
bro. How long have we been talking about this shit? Since I've known you.
Yeah. Yeah.
My goodness.
I don't have as much as I want, that's for sure. I have some, but not as much as I want.
Listen, when you get in, when you fit in, you know, you just hold on. Anyway.
That's it. For dear life. there's not much to say about DJ. He's a favorite. A six, 5.5, a 6. That seems just a little aggressive.
Golf is too finicky a sport.
Yeah, and you're getting some course history baked in here because he won, right? So he's won here before.
By the way, he dusted it when he won. I will say that.
Oh, see, I don't remember. Did he just? He fucking just ran away with it.
It was about three for sure. I remember. It was just like a clinic.
Yeah, you know. And then we have Rory, who's shorter than Rom. I don't see that. We'll talk about head to heads here in a little while. I don't think that's right. Just the way that Rory has been playing, especially on approach, he hasn't shown the ability to get wedges close. So I don't know if that just changes all of a sudden.
Hell no.
I think what's more likely to change is Rom figures out how to putt, because he has been terrible at it. But that's just not his career, right? Like he's notoriously, you know, when it comes to the best players out there, him and Bryson are the best two putters. So, you know, he lost 0.9 strokes putting at the Waste. He only gained 1 at the TOC. He only gained 0.8 at the Farmers. And he's generally a 2-4 putting a week kind of guy. He's hitting his irons really well. 5.4 on a stroke on approach at Waste, 2.8 at Farmers. Obviously, one of the best drivers in the golf world on tour. I think this course sets up for him perfectly with that high cut he likes to hit. I see him having a lot of success here. And I have a bet on John Rahm at 12-1 at the top of the board.
Ooh, baby.
Yes, sir.
John Rahm sets up well for him. Good driver. Mm-hmm. Pretty good driver of the ball. You know what? I think, you know, John Rahm was in our core, or what is it, our major preview for me.
Yeah.
And I think he's great. I don't disagree. At 11.
Let me go up top. Would you go up top with Xander, JT, or Rory over him?
Would I go over? No, I definitely would not go over him. I don't. If you go through the winners here, bro, there's more randoms than you think.
James Hahn,
lots of Bubba.
Bubba 3 times.
Troy Merritt.
Yeah, Troy fucking Merritt.
Obviously, Adam Scott was kind of random, but whatever.
First, last week, no, we were on him last year. I got random.
No. I understand, but given his track record for coming clutch,
yeah, Oh yeah, you felt that one right in the heart.
I felt it. Okay. yes, I don't. As far as the top of the board, I would probably go Rom if I was going to be heavily invested in. I think I'm going to wait.
Okay.
I don't think there's any reason to. Oh, I'm just not betting golfers at 11.
Yeah,
just,
this is for shitload.
Yeah, I think there's just so much value. Look at your boy, your boy Brooksy. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, we're gonna get there. Real quick on JT, just to touch on him. I don't think he drives the ball well enough on this golf course. And let's be real with Xander. Xander's dead to me for outrights. Until that fucker can actually do something and win a golf tournament. I mean, the motherfucker had a 3-stroke lead and loses to Brooks. I mean, let's go, bud. And the golf course is easy as fuck. Like, what are you doing? Brooks,
they play well though.
Okay, so
Brooks. What did he shoot?
I don't think Brooks won it. I'm pretty sure the Xander lost it. Regardless,
what did Brooks shoot the last?
Brooks shoots dropped 65. Xander shot 1 under.
Bro, what did Berger shoot?
When last week?
Yeah,
like 65 or some shit, 66.
I'm just saying, you know, it's a correlation between the guy that wins and going low. I mean,
yeah, but I mean, Xander, you have to shoot 68 on that goal. We've already argued that. We don't have to talk about that. You have to shoot 68 at fucking Phoenix. It's not a hard golf course. These guys are fucking blowing it apart. You can't shoot 71. That's just not a score you can shoot final day. So I won't bet on you. So let's move on.
That $1 million. Get that.
Second pays a lot of money too. So I'm not even hating on that dude's fucking paychecks, but he needs to get in the inner circle. Cantlay, Bryson are next in their own little group at 15-1. Cantlay here is interesting, man. He's an LA guy, UCLA guy, POA guy. Probably has played Riv fucking 1,000 times. That's the one that I feel like I'm going to regret not grabbing a little piece of him in something. What do you think about Cantlay? And then obviously my brother Bryson, who's just going to, I don't know what the fuck. I don't think you can overpower Riv. I mean, we're going to find out, obviously. But what do you think about those two?
Okay, this is what I would do. I don't think Patrick can win.
Okay.
But given JT and Xander's games at the moment, I'll take Patrick over them head to head.
Oh, I don't hate that.
That's what I would do.
Okay, I like that. All right.
Mark it down.
What about Beefy?
Mark it down. You heard it. All right, go ahead.
What about Beefy?
I have a special place in my heart. I would like to see Bryson lay up on 10.
Oh, why? He'll be hitting fucking hybrid into that thing.
Doesn't matter. Okay. One more time. Guys, okay, for those who are new to golf, 10.
Best hole on tour, probably.
It's a drivable par 4.
That's fucked.
It's basically, it looks big, but it's shaved like the back of a bowl.
Oh, I was going to say something else, but we'll just keep it.
Or shaved like the back of Halle Berry's ass, basically.
There you go. That's what I was going to say something a little different too, but.
Right. It's a very small target, and I would just like to see people.
The green's only like 6 feet wide, right? Isn't it just like, it's nothing.
Even the bunker shots.
It's long and skinny, kind of, you know.
It's built like Florida.
yeah. Not quite the panhandle, but the boot.
Exactly. Yeah, so what I'm saying is just I don't know. Bryson's wedge game has kind of impressed me, especially at the Open.
Well, let's talk about 10 some more. The problem with 10 again is that the layup is kind of fucked because there's like a shitload of bunkers right where you would land.
That's what I'm saying. It's just smarter. I think it's just smarter just to take your 4 out of there. If you get your 15-footer out of there, and just take it. You know what I mean? The next hole's a par 5, which you
will birdie. Well, you should.
Well, you should birdie. Yeah.
And again, the guys have to destroy par 5s on this golf course too, because that's really, there's not a lot of scoring going on the 4s and the 3s.
Yes. And I know obviously par 4s, because there's more of them, they're important, but man, I see a lot of numbers on par 3s at this golf course. Especially that one with the bunker in it. And I've seen a mess up that long one on with it's like 14, 13, 14, whatever that is. I see a mess up the par threes here. So I'm moving those up a little bit in the model this week. I like Bryson. I always like Bryson. I think the number is, where is he? Is that right?
15.
Okay. I'm looking at it. I'm just saying, is that the right? You think that's value?
No, right. I just don't think you can overpower this golf course. And again, I said that at the fucking U.S. Open, and he absolutely just completely destroyed it. So we'll see. I just feel like it's going to be really firm, and you're going to need to be in the fairway. Even like wedges from, you know, an 80 in the rough, are, I don't think they're going to be able to hold come the weekend. Like, I just don't think so. So, I mean, I've been wrong. If anyone's going to prove you wrong, it's going to be that fucker, because that guy's insane. So I'm not going to bet against him. I'm not going to bet on him. I'm going to watch. I'm going to root for him because I fucking love the dude, but I'm going to hold off. So let's move on. This is kind of the sweet spot right here, okay? Beep, beep, there's a lot here. A lot to talk about. This is Finau 26. I mean, we could just, I mean, that's fucking terrible. Like, what?
Who do we get to bet? Well,
I want the no market on Finau. Someone give me a no mark. You know what? We're going to have to go to our boys at Circa and get the no market on Finau, because there's just no fucking way. 26-1. I mean, if we can get coming back, I mean, were they going to give us a 10,000? They're going to lay us 2,000 on coming back? Like, 2,000 win 100 bucks? Easy. Anyways, that's just a terrible number. 26, he should be 55, 60. Now, top 10.
Never gonna.
We're going to probably bet him top 10, but we're not betting to win. Koepka at 30, Morikawa at more or less 40, Hovland at more or less 40, and then Spieth at...
Morikawa. God bless you, Morikawa. Thank you for winning and not choking in the clutch. You're the most consistent player on tour and James's son. Thank you for winning. Bless the haters.
Cheers. So here's the thing. I had a conversation with my son last week. He's taken a little bit of a break since his Sony performance, where he gained 8.5 strokes on approach at the Sony. I mean, that's Tiger-ass shit, you know. And look, I'm proud. Here's the thing. He's decided in his own, and I'm not a huge proponent of this, but he's decided to go with the saw putting grip.
I know. I just read it on tour.
I'm not a huge proponent of guys changing putter grips. It's a well-documented fact that when you're doing that, you got some serious fucking mental demons going on up there. He's not a very good putter, though. And he hasn't really been a very good putter on tour. He caught a little bit of lightning in the bottle at the PGA. He hit it so good post-COVID that he didn't have to make a shitload of putts. Look, I bet him. I bet him at 35. 35. I mean, that's just a wild number. At the Masters, he was like 26 or something last year. So, I mean, I make him one of the favorites in this golf tournament, right up there with Bryson, right up there with Cantlay, considering what he's done in his career, especially approach wise. We're saying you have to get the goddamn ball close to these pins. Well, only JT's better on approach, and the difference between JT and Morikawa is that Morikawa keeps the ball in play. Other thing, he's an LA kid. UCLA did not recruit him, by the way. Riv is in UCLA's backyard to a certain extent. I like a little bit of that pissed off edge, and he's playing on the course. I would imagine he plays a lot considering he's from there. So I don't love the saw. I've never heard of this before. It looks like a claw.
What are you talking about? You've seen the saw, man.
I mean, it looks like a claw. I don't know what the difference. I mean, the claw.
All
the saw,
I know is
the
I tried
fucking,
it.
The fucking paintbrush. Like, what I the fuck is all this?
I've tried the paintbrush. That shit hurts the hell out of my forearm, by the way.
Well, you're but, not nearly as strong as these guys are.
I don't know, bro. I'm pretty lean over here.
That's
bro.
True. You are. You are a walker too. I will say that. I play golf with you. You walk. I'm yes. in the cart boozing. You're walking.
Yeah, we know. Obvious. Bro.
440-1. What are we talking about? He's still elite.
And when's the last time we've seen him tee it up?
Sony got seventh.
Seventh at Sony. You know what? Okay, all right. I'm not gonna fall into my old trap. If James likes
he's got the two-time winner on tour, he's like fucking 22. What are we talking about?
All right. Colin at 38. All right, that's a go. I'm gonna. Where's my marker at?
I mean, come on. All right, I have 35. So I already bet 35. Look, Brooks at 30. We've seen this shit with this already. It's obviously a stronger field than what we saw when he was 58. Which, I mean, come on, that's like one of the dumbest fucking numbers maybe ever when he won at the Waste. 30? No, still not right. But okay. If he's 30 here. Are they really going to price him in the 12s at these majors? They're going to be like, yep, you're a 12 at the major, but this is invitational. Not quite as good of a field, and you're fucking 30. Like, is that really going to happen at the majors? Like, did I fuck up by putting out 20s?
All right, so Colin is a first bet. Is that what you're telling me?
Colin is a bet. You have to bet Colin. Well, Rom's my first bet, but Colin's a first bet. Yeah, I mean, come on, L.A.
Because Colin is a...
I mean, I literally love him.
What's up?
Like, you guys just love him. Like, I love him like he's my son. So it's just there's another level of love there.
Yeah, it's almost incestual. Okay, yeah, Victor.
Tomato, tomato. Hovland, 40. Well, you got to bet him at 41. I mean, that's just a stupid number. I bet him at 35. Same kind of situation here, right?
Yeah, that's my boy. I'm waiting for the explosion that is going to be Hovland all over your guys' face.
Oh, just
waiting.
Okay. Yeah, you got a win at the OHL, which is his second win, even though they're both like kind of shitty opposite field. No one's really good there. But hey, this dude getting 4 strokes putting at the Farmers last time we saw him, which he got second. What happened on Saturday? I was too busy falling out of golf carts in Scottsdale. He like hooked it into a fucking bunker, then hooked into another. Yeah. It was just something stupid, right?
Oh my God. Hold on, man. We really forgot something here.
Oh. All aboard. Oh. The Bryson train.
Jesus. My apologies.
Ready. Get your tickets ready.
We're not all aboard this week. We might be all aboard next week, though.
Sorry, yes, all aboard. Let's see. Okay. Yes, I love Hovland. Hovland, so you said you do have matchups up, or are we going to wait to get to matchups?
No, we'll do matchups. I mean, they actually just posted a bunch of new ones, too, that I haven't hit yet. I have some. Okay, so I'm going to ask your opinion on this while we're on the – I have a bunch of matchups, I bet. Almost none of them are available. Like, should I be posting these still? Yeah. Like the numbers are gone for the most part. There's still a little bit of value. So do I post them and say play these at this – up to this number? Because like right now I have 2, 4, 6, 7 posted, and 5 of the 7 the numbers are fucking not nowhere to be found.
That's what I would do. I would say up to this.
Okay,
I'm good with these up to this.
That's a lot more work, but sooner or later someone's gonna start fucking paying me for all these fucking things. Not going tout, not doing that. So Hove, I'm with you on Hovland. Same kind of situation. I mean, we saw him play well at Torrey, the same fucking grasses, a similar golf course, but, you know, he's going to hit that high power cut all over this fucking place. These young guys are going to break through. They're too good of golfers. These guys are going to be multiple top winners on tour. This is a great time for them to start. And Spieth at 43, that's fucking dumb.
Oh, my God. I'm waiting to see who they put up in matchups.
I already got you. It's Decky.
Yeah, I saw 3 people post on Twitter that they're taking Decky.
I'm taking Decky here. Let me see. They gave us a Hovland. And they gave us a Hovland. Oh, baby.
Wasn't that special?
Oh, baby. Hovland minus 116. We can get him. We can lay the stroke in half at plus 115. That's a fucking bet.
That's
a 2-unit bet.
I gotta find that book that
was a bet online usually has these 2.
I know, but I had a local book that was giving up that same.
Those secondary ones that
minus 1.5 is what I'm talking about.
Oh yeah. Those 1.5s are beautiful. Okay, we'll get to that later. That's huge. I was looking for something other than stupid fucking Decky. BetOnline has nobody yet. Bookmaker has it, so that's gonna be a bet, no doubt.
Right.
Okay, that's cool. So Spieth, look, you're not gonna be able to get away with the shit that he did at the Waste. That here, it's just not gonna happen. You will not be able. And he got lucky as fuck. The fact that he never found cactus and like random shit, spraying it, losing 3 strokes off the tee is just insane. Like, it's so fucking lucky. You don't have to hit off the tee well at Pebble. You have to hit play well off the tee at Riv, or you will shoot a big number. So,
because they have long, tall ass trees,
tall fucking huge trees,
The ball comes straight down when you hit them.
Look, I want him to be successful only because A. This is crazy thing is like, I wanted to be on him. I said it in our fucking preview, man. I was like, I think Spieth turns it around. He finally changed his coach. Like, he is going to turn it around. The problem is that as soon as he shows a fucking glimmer of hope, the market fucking flips. Like he's 2016 again. Like, it's slow to catch up on these guys.
It's like
these fucking, he's peak Spieth, and I can't get any fucking value on him. So it's like I want him to be right, but I can't. You can't.
The average golf fan or the average betting golfer is going to have exposure to him when they see a glimmer. So yeah. They know that they don't need to put a good number for the advertisement. It's almost like these numbers are like little commercials. That's how you want to look at this.
For sure. Yeah. It's frustrating because, again, I wanted to be on him, but I didn't think we were going to be fucking, you know, third week into him showing a little bit of life, and all of a sudden he's a fucking favorite to win a golf tournament. Like, I mean, usually, you know, you don't go from 90 to 20. You go from 90 to 60 to 40 to 20. So, I don't know. Whatever. Okay. Next.
Decky, Adam.
Decky, Scott, Bubba.
Bubba.
And I'm putting Joaquin. I'm putting Joaquin.
In. I love Bubba Joaquin.
And Sheffield. We're putting Scotty in there, too. Decky, Scott, Bubba, Neiman.
Didn't Neiman show some flashes here? Oh, really? I'm mistaken. I thought he like had a 20, top 20 or something.
I can find out because I fucking bet him. I love Neiman this week. I think that Neiman is probably my favorite play this week. Let me look real quick.
At 50.
No, he missed the cut last year.
I knew it.
But it's fine. He's a different guy. It. It's funny. He missed the cut, but it's only because he lost four and a half putting in two rounds, which is very difficult to do. It's very hard to lose that many strokes putting in two rounds. Not a great putter, but he has been better. Look, tournament champion, 7.3 strokes on approach. Sony, he gained over 7 strokes ball striking en route to back-to-back second places. Where have you been, Joaquin? That's my question. Like, we haven't seen you since fucking January. So we haven't seen you in a month, bud. You out there with your Argentinian lady just fucking on like little joyrides and shit? Like, go play some golf. You're like fucking 12 years old.
Smoke show, by the way.
Yeah, she's not bad.
All right, let me see
things without a doubt.
Are you really leaning? Are you leaning on your model or more? This is more feel for you.
This is well. Look, I don't even. I checked that ball. No. This is not feel. This is straight model. I mean, his ball striking numbers have been through the fucking roof, and we're getting him at 50. I mean, I just think that's wrong. Yeah, I just think that's wrong. I don't know what he's been doing for a month. I wish he would have fucking played the waist or something. Like, get a little fucking rep here, bud. But I mean, hopefully he's been practicing instead of fucking his chick. We'll see.
Let's see.
I mean, I know what I would be doing. Not practicing.
Yeah, but you know what? You only have sex like 1% of your life. You need to get out there and make some putts, buddy.
Well, that's for me. I drink too much.
Exactly. More come. All right. Let's see here. Okay.
Let's get this back on the rails.
Scotty Scheff,
Adam Scott. I mean, back to back? I don't see why not.
I don't see it.
If he comes out there with the broomstick putter again, then we're happy.
Bro. But
even then, he gained three strokes putting at the Farmers, you know, and he's going to strike the ball well. We just know that. So if he can gain three here, I don't see why we're not looking at another dub. Bubba's he only gained 1.6 when he won last year.
Bubba's in that night, that number that he pops at, 55.
Another bet. I have 45, so I'm losing. I have terrible numbers on all this field. I'm pissed, but Bubba at 55, you have to bet him. He's won here three times. The only player who course history matters for is Bubba Watson.
Yes, I would say it matters for Bubba, and it used to be Furyk used to have a couple.
Oh, that's for Casey. What's that court? The fucking Copperhead. You guys are fucking amazing.
No, bro. Kuchar.
Oh, Kuchar. Just any Pete Dye.
Any Pete Dye course for a while. It was definitely.
And then Scottie Scheffler, same kind of situation with Hovland and Colin. I think he's at their level. He doesn't have the hardware, but you know when you look at that, he just needs to putt. These guys all just suck at putting. It's so hard to back these guys. But you gotta think they all suck at putting, right? We don't need them all to putt well. We just need one of these idiots to learn how to putt for one fucking week, and they win basically. It's as simple as that.
Yeah. Yeah. This is another course where you want to be good inside 6, like 7 feet.
So hard though.
You're gonna need to bang really make some putts to make the seven footer.
Because I mean that's kind of what Scott did. Remember he like got a couple crazy up and downs where he had no where you're like, oh god, Adam Scott over a 7 footer. This is fucking going to go terribly. And he made them. So. But I also think missing in the right spots, right? Like giving yourself those makeable putts is super important. And you know, generally. Bad putters like Polo, right? I mean, look at DJ.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Of those guys, are you on? You're on Bubba, I assume, right?
I'm on Bubba. I guess I can be swayed into Neiman. And am I going to catch the Adam Scott boomerang? No.
Nope. No, I don't blame you on that one. 35.
No, Aussie.
I don't love it. We haven't seen him a lot, but we didn't see him a lot before he won last year. So, you know, whatever. But he's just elite ball striker. That's my thing with him. Next group, I got a couple. These numbers have actually gained some fucking CLV on, which is sweet. Max Homa, Sergio. Matt Wolf. And Carlos Ortiz, let's talk about it. He's getting a lot of love in the space this week, and yeah, I just think it's ill-advised.
First round leader, he'll get some love. That's it from me.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, shit. You don't have to – fuck you. Just fucking pulse, and I'll bet you first round leader.
How about four wins for Kevin Na?
Nah, man.
Okay. Five? Is it four or five?
It's a lot. I mean, he's been on tour since I was a fucking, like, freshman in high school, so I would expect him to have at least that many.
Dropped out of high school, by the way. Little known fact.
Does he have a high school diploma?
No, he dropped out of high school.
He's like, fuck it, I'm doing this.
I'm good at golf.
Out of respect, he's like, I'm good at golf. Fuck you. It's like that fucking Bahia. How do you pronounce that? I don't even know how to pronounce his name.
Who?
Bhatia.
Akshay Bhatia.
Akshay. Yeah. How do you pronounce? Do you know how to pronounce his name? His last name?
I think it's Bhatia.
I'm just going to call him Akshay. Bro, we need to really work on that fucking gear that you're wearing. That's just not going to kick it. That's not going to cut it on tour.
Well, sorry. Hey, you never know, buddy. Oh, look who's next to him. Matty Wolfie.
Oh. Yeah, that's a – oh, Wolf is down to – oh, that's what we need. We need a Wolf drop. I have him at 75, which I love. I don't love him as much at 55, but, I mean, this is a guy, if you just see him over 50, 55, you kind of just have to bet him. I mean, he's a fucking excellent golfer, and he – typically gets disrespected by the market, and his ceiling is so high. He's not a guy I'm super excited to bet in a full tournament head to head. Although I do have one this week because I think there's a guy who is just people are just fucking way over the top on. But you know, when you're looking at what his ceiling is, it's second at the U.S. Open, right, on a golf course that is fucking hard. Guess what we have this week? A fucking hard golf course. So I love Wolf at that number.
Oh man, I think Matt.
Not so much 55. Would you take him at 75, though?
I think. Matthew Wolf. I'm an addict, bro.
I think we can do better than that.
What? That was that's a real Wolf sound. All that other shit is manufactured. Oh.
Maybe I need to do one. Maybe I need to get on the drops for one of these.
Okay, no, that's fine.
I'm just kidding. That's not going to happen.
Either. Let's see here. Yes. I'm like Matthew Wolf. He's a SoCal guy, and he's explosive.
This is a huge tournament for him. You got to think that this is like these SoCal guys, they fucking grew up. This is the LA Open, man. Like,
and hit the cut, by the way. Yeah. Bomb cuts,
yeah. And you got Max Homa, same kind of thing. LA guy, played really well here last year, if you're into that kind of thing. But it's also just in purely just good form.
Bro, Matthew Wolf is one of the guys I don't mind being early on because he's one of those like flashers, like he
goes
like,
nuke.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, I'm not doing much. Like, and then, boom, there he is. Oh my God, why didn't I bet Wolf? Yeah. Why didn't I bet Wolf?
Yeah. No, you're right. I mean, that's I'm going to see where I have him. Yeah, I mean, even model wise, it's not great, but I just, like you're saying, you know, a second at the US Open, gaining 3.2 off the tee and 7.1 on approach. Like, that's a fucking big boy golf. Fourth at the PGA, getting 7.3 off the tee and 7.3 on approach. Like, that's some fucking big boy golf being played at big boy tournaments. I like him. I like his clutchness. He has some kind of injury, but we haven't seen him in a while, so hopefully he's back and ready to go. But, yeah, I really like that play this week. And you know what? I'm just going to talk about this while we're here. Because another guy practicing in this area that everyone wants to hop on is Carlos Ortiz. Look, he's my countryman. So, I mean, I don't want to be like mean to the poor guy. Like, you know, Viva la Mexico, baby. Like, I love you, but
Viva la Mexico.
Bro, unless Carlos Ortiz replaced himself with Ben fucking Crenshaw, this guy is doing shit that's not sustainable with the putter. And everything else is absolute garbage. So, I mean, you're going to gain 7.5 strokes putting at the Waste, 2.9 strokes at the Farmers, and 5.1 strokes at the Sony. And even then at the Houston, where he won, 6.1. But your entire career, you've shown nowhere close to that kind of skill.
We need a smoke and mirrors drop.
I just don't get it. I hope he does well. bring that title back to our home country. But honestly, man, like, I'm fading in with Wolf. I don't love Wolf in full tournament head to head just because his floor is pretty shitty, and it's, you know, he's more of an outright guy for me. But I, you know, unless I can find someone else, I can't. Lanto, I have Lanto as a dog. Oh, that's in round one. Well, you know where I'll be in first round. I'll be on Lanto, no doubt. Maybe we get a little three ball action in that one too. Did they throw all the fucking Latin guys in one group?
Why not?
Ortiz, Lanto, and Answer. That'd be so funny. I hope they did that.
Get it.
So yeah, everyone is giving Ortiz love this week, and I don't see it from a ball striking perspective.
They zag.
That's it. Fucking motherfucker lost 6.5 strokes on approach at the Tournament of Champions and basically got dead last. Like, what are we even doing here?
Are you back on the Leishman train?
No. Although there's something – these guys say how much this course plays like an Australian golf course.
They have Kikuya there.
With the Kikuya, the tree-lined. I mean, Leish is – man, I don't know, man. 2.8 at the Farmers, 6.1 at the Sony – 3.8 on approach at the Tournament of Champions is putting decent. Never a good. How can Leishman not be a better driver of the golf ball? I don't understand that.
I think I'm gonna have Kevin Na. Oh my! I think Kevin Na top 20 here is like so auto.
It really,
is, bro? Look at that one. Is that 100 to 110? What is that?
yeah, that's what that is.
110-1.
I mean, that's what it says.
Bro, I mean, if that's real, I mean, then his top 20 number is gonna be stupid, bro.
So let me see what he is at the at BetOnline, because they are the one. This place won't give us any top 20s. They're just fucking in the probably, stone age.
I would say he's probably like 75 or something.
Yeah, I think you're right. No, he's fuck, man. He's 100,
bro. Kevin Na top 20. Circle.
There's a lot of guys this week. Listen to these guys in the hundreds.
Kevin Na, you have made it to the.
Let's talk about some bombs, because there's some really good fucking guys deep in this field. All right, you ready?
Let's go, baby.
Corey Connors, who I bet every week.
Popped on my model, actually.
Russell Henley, who I bet every week. Norlander, who I bet every week. Cam Davis, who I bet every week.
Wow. Bro, that's top. They're top 10 in my model, actually. Henley and Norman.
These guys are all 100-1 or higher.
Corey
in this golf tournament.
Great bets for top 20s.
Zalatoris is 90. He was fucking 22 last week.
He's got a great golf swing, by the way.
I mean,
pretty snazzy. Good, your boy, you didn't even talk about your boy, though, Fitzy.
Fitzpatrick. I mean, this tournament, top to bottom, is just like, I feel like the problem with betting the top 20s is that they're mutually exclusive. Like, not everyone can get a top 20 bet, right? So the more you put in, the less likely it's like, oh, you're not going to nail four top 20s because they hurt your other guys, right? So it's like, I don't want to go crazy, but all these guys have some. I mean, assuming it matches. These derivatives,
500, bro.
Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, we could be getting 4-1 on some of these fools.
I love it. I think I'm going to be going a lot of my bankroll this week is going to be going toward top 20.
Answer's 100. Zalatoris is 100. Davis is Kokrak, Cam Smith, Tringali, Chesko. I mean, Chesko's 175-1.
If the good players, if the players you like make it through the cut, they tend to kind of rise here. Like, yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, you're right. So, and these are all good players. I think these guys are all guys you can win on tour.
Very bad track record, obviously, for third round leaders here. Like,
if you have the third round leader, you're fucked, basically.
Yeah, like,
oh, really. Oh, was it Rory last year and he just absolutely shit the bed in the final round?
JT.
Oh, and Charlie, that was fucked up because it got windy. And JT, fucking JB Holmes hits like a fucking ball that gets about dick high and goes like 280.
Just saying. Just remember that, guys. Sure. This is great. Well, every tournament's good for after.
Unless Tiger's leading. But, yeah.
Tiger.
All right. You want to talk some head-to-heads, or where are we going now? We hit bombs, we got head-to-heads. I mean, this is like a fucking – I'm like a kid in a candy store this week. I love this golf tournament.
Yeah, this is definitely one of my favorite golf tournaments here.
Where the hell is my head to head drop?
Head to head. Got the head to head pod coming.
Yeah, bro.
This is where we make our fucking cash.
All right.
Oh, wow.
Head to head. I'm trying to. Yeah,
this right, I have one you're going to hate. You ready? I have one you're going to hate. I have Molinari plus 117 over Kevin Nogg, your boy.
You have Molinari over
Molinari.
I'm gonna hate to bet it. Like, I get it, bro. Kevin Nogg is like top 20 MC. He's almost like a short hitting Matthew Wolf.
Yeah. Well, listen, a lot more accomplished, shorter hitting, yeah. Yeah, well, it's at 109 now. So this is my fucking problem. It's like, I like it better at 117 than I do at 109, obviously. So it's like, do I put that out? 109 is a lot closer. I think I make them like even, so there's still value there. But like, it's not great. What do you think?
I don't think. What's Kevin Nye's last five?
A win, miscut, 50th, miscut, 50th or some shit.
Yeah, I mean, I like it because you know what he's gonna do.
Yeah,
he's not like
Tony. I mean, and the other thing about Kevin Nas is he's one fucking bad golf swing away from a WD
or back, which Kevin Nas like my age, I think, pretty much.
That's what I said. Like he's one swing away from being like, oh fuck, I'm over it, I'm out, peace.
Yep, you know what? I don't mind that, especially with, you know,
Mo's in good form.
You're not supposed to get off of a world-class player, who I think Molinari is, for sure.
For sure. Okay, next one. You ready?
Yep.
This one's not available, but I love it. I think I still like it at the number. My boy Lanto over Matt Kuchar, who is lost right now. Lanto over Kuchar. I have it at minus 110. It's sitting at 125 right now. I think I still like it at 125. I thought
he played okay in the desert, if I'm not mistaken.
Kuch?
Yeah, so I'm on
42nd, missed the cut at the Sony. I mean, the dude he's lost strokes on approach in four straight, five out of six. I mean, he's obviously losing strokes off the tee because he hits it about fucking like a toddler off the tee.
He's almost won here, but never mind.
He has a first round lead here, I believe.
Yeah, I've seen him on Sundays.
Yeah.
Okay, I've seen him on camera on Sundays.
I don't know. 42nd, missed cut, 37th, missed cut. DFL at Zozo, DFL at CJ Cup.
Who's he messing with?
Like, whatever. This guy fucking sucks right now. So, Lanto, now, if you were betting it now and you can lay the stroke and a half, I'm going to lay the stroke and a half. I still think that's playable at minus 125. I played it at minus 115. Probably playable up to like 130, 135.
Okay. You know what? That'll give people a reason to tune in.
Yeah, so that's what I do. I say, hey, that's perfect. Thank you. I'm posting these motherfuckers. You don't have the availability. You may not be able to play them, but just listen. I'll give you what my numbers are, but you have to fucking listen. Shit doesn't come free.
Very
simple. God damn it. That's why you're a marketing genius, Haven.
Genius.
It's a genius. All right, next one. You ready?
Yep.
This is an interesting one because I think we're getting a little inflated value due to a win here and something that we saw him, have a lead at the Waste Management. Han, I like Norlander. I think Norlander should be a huge favorite over James Han. And this is one you can still get, by the way.
Norlander is
a baller.
Norlander is fifth on my model, which is nutso.
So I have Han. I have Norlander like minus 160 over Han here. And I'm staring at minus 113. Laying the stroke and a half is plus 110. I laid the stroke and a half at plus 110. So guess what? That's not one I have to fucking explain. You can go out there to your local book and get this shit right now. Han, 10th at the Waste after having a two-stroke lead. How hard is that to do?
Extremely.
I mean, you had a two-stroke lead at one point. On the back nine, so I get a two-stroke lead like on like the third hole. Miscut, 10th, miscut. Has lost on approach in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 out of his last 8. Played well to Shriners, played well to Punta Canta, played well to Safeway. I will say that. But this dude, mentally, I don't really get it. I'm not there. I'm not there on him. And then Norlander, dude. This guy has been one of the most solid players on tour, for the swing season and then these, random tournaments. You're looking at 22nd at AT&T, 26th at the AT&T, 22nd at Waste, 2nd at Farmers, 12th at the Amex. Gaining strokes, ball striking in all four of those motherfuckers. This guy is a ball striking machine. Tell me I'm wrong.
No, I don't. I wouldn't say you're wrong. What? Give me the numbers for each.
I have Norlander as minus 113. So more or less, it's a pick 'em.
Yeah, I'm glad my book is being real shisty with all, like, they didn't put all of them up there.
Oh, really? Okay. You're a local guy?
Yeah, my local guy. He's being kind of
so better line has all these.
They didn't put up Spieth and Berg. Well, but that's off because he's not playing.
Better line has all these two.
Okay. All right. I think I'm on board.
Yeah, it's minus 128. It's minus 128 on better line. So, I mean, it's widely available at that same number. So, we're good there. All right. Next one? I mean, what the fuck? Might as well keep talking about all of them, I guess, if I'm going to have to fucking justify it because these numbers are all gone. Neesmith over List.
Neesmith has been showing flashes. I don't think I've seen List on TV.
You haven't in a long time. Not since he lost to JT at the Honda? Right?
Boy, hell yeah. Jesus.
Is that what it was?
Yeah,
no, I mean, I will say this. List is an off-the-tee monster. He will always be that. There's 30th away.
40 of them, though.
What's that?
There's 40 off-the-tee monsters now.
Yeah, there's a lot. Yeah. I mean, anyone's really an off-the-tee monster. But, 40 at the 30th at the waist, 10th at the Farmers, 21st at the Amex. The thing is, he's right up there with one of the worst putters ever created. I mean, that list is short. It's Benny on. It's Luke List. It's Corey Connors. It's Russell Knox. It's Ryan Palmer.
It's been a whole – no, Ryan Palmer's not the worst putter.
Okay, not the worst. Russell Knox might be, though. Those are the four. Those are like the Mount Rushmores. Like, if they could just putt, they would win all the time. Here's what I like about Neesmith, and you know me. I am a simp for fucking ball strikers. 5.6 on approach at the AT&T, 4.5 at the Waste, and 6.6 at the Farmers. That's the kind of shit that gets me excited.
Ooh, buddy.
So I'm going to ride that form. Then right now you can get this line at, let's see here, List. This has moved against me. You get Neesmith at plus 112. Boom. Don't walk, run. List is the favorite. I have it at 109, sitting at 112, room 112, Players Club. Let's go.
Oh, my God. Did you just make a early 2000s R&B?
In my bedroom.
And oh, there you go. All right.
In your hand.
You know.
We can do it anywhere.
Dude, that was my fucking jam back in the day.
Shit, man. We got that motherfucker on tap.
You have to bring that out right now.
One more.
Sorry. I hate the well, whatever. I have to explain them. This is what you told me, so I'm just gonna do it. Brendan Steele over Hadwin. Hadwin is lost. Have you seen this fucking guy lately?
Let's go.
Oh, this is awesome. Oh, this is the we need the fucking the bloopers or whatever, because that's right up there.
Okay, what was the one after this?
Oh my God, that was the best thing you've ever done. Adam Hadwin has lost strokes on approach basically since, I was going to say since Trump, but I mean, the Trump hasn't, he's not that long ago. It's way further.
Nope.
like pre-COVID, like we were all going to restaurants the last time that Hadwin actually gained a stroke on approach. Right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 straight tournaments where he's lost strokes on approach. Sometimes he'll make everybody looks at. Sometimes he won't. He won't on these greens, I don't think. Good chipper. I guess that's a good thing. I mean, these greens are tough. But, Brendan Steele, I mean, Hadwin has to be buried in your model. Have you looked? And that's kind of your guy, too.
Who?
Hadwin.
Yeah, but I tell you what. The last time I was on him, it didn't go very well. He's not showing me anything. I haven't seen him on TV. I haven't been watching a whole bunch, but I haven't seen him on TV. Nobody's talking about him. He's probably have mediocre stats at the moment, but he's like middling.
It's really bad, actually, especially in this field. Look at Brendan Steele. He's gained off the tee. He's getting ball striking in every tournament in the last five tournaments.
I like it.
Yeah, that's a big one. Laying a stroke and a half. I have plus 125. Let's see where we're at now. Plus 120. Look at that. Okay. Look at that. All right. I mean, that's it. I mean, that's some fucking content right there.
All right.
You want to talk one and done?
Sure, if you want to.
I have a little bit of information for the one and done. So
it's time for the one and done segment. Who will you pick, JD? Who will you pick, Hangman?
Love it.
Love it.
So real quick, I've done a little breakdown. This is actually quality information for those of you who are still listening for some reason. So this is a top 12 purse of the year. Okay. So you have the four majors, the three WGCs, you have the end of the year FedEx Cups. What is it? The BMW and what's the other one? The bank. It's a bank or something, right?
Bank.
BMW and Northern Trust.
Okay.
Boom. And then you have Tiger, Arnie, Jack.
Okay.
So when you're looking at one and done this week, you might want to think about going up into there and grabbing one of your top 12 guys. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think you should always plan it out.
I want to use, you know, my top guys for the top purses. So here, I'm not going to tell you who I'm going to use because a lot of you fuckers do. Oh, wait. Before we go, shout out is well deserved here for the guy who's leading our one and done pool. This motherfucker, I don't know if he figured out a way to cheat, because it's insane. Have you seen this guy?
No.
Bro.
I'm glad he's leading segment one.
Shout out to Ethan the Kid. Leading segment one. This motherfucker picked Cantlay second at the American Express. He picked Reed at the Farmers as a win. He picked Xander at the Waste a second, and he had Berger last week. He has a second, a first, a second, and a first. I mean, what the fuck are we supposed to do against that?
Money in the bank.
He's like destroying. And then this dude has 3 seconds and a first. I mean, where are these guys coming from? They should have their own fucking podcast.
Bro, it's insane. Well, gotta sustain it. Everybody can have a hot run.
That's true. Watch you get a fucking miscut this week, motherfucker. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. So, anyways, that's my thought. Here's where I'm at this week. I'm going to be. This is more 112.
Bro, that's cash rules everything around me, baby.
Cream. Love it. We're getting copyright fucked every single time you play this one.
Yeah, he's doing it. He's fucking making it happen, bro.
No one better turn us in. Fuck. I have three guys. I'm not sure who I like of these three, but I'm going Cantlay, Morikawa, Xander. I'm sticking to the SoCal connection. I'm gonna have one of those three. Who are you looking at?
This is a big purse. I'm not mistaken.
This is a top 12 purse of the year.
Yeah. Who am I gonna burn?
Burn.
I mean, I can't really think of a better time not to bet DJ as far as like everybody's even money.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Coming in hot, rested, home mattress.
Probably did some coke off of his wife's ass last week since he didn't have to play.
And you know, not bad. I mean, hey, that's where I will be looking. DJ,
you're going up top.
Maybe Cantlay. Cantlay, this might be a good spot.
Because I don't have any Cantlay outrights. I want some exposure to him, you know.
Yeah. So yeah, somewhere around there.
Okay. All right. I like it. Do a quick recap, I don't know. I don't know if there's anything else we can talk about. We have a bunch of questions. We're going to get to those questions. We're going to take a little break.
The for-profit boys go back in time.
All right. So, recap. Go ahead.
Yep. Real quick. Rom, my son Colin, Hove, Scott, Bubba, Neiman, Scheffler, Homa, Wolf. And then we don't know the full tournaments. There's too much. So those are what I like for the outrights. And there's a ton of bombs. I mean, it's going to be hard for me to find a small enough amount of guys to do the top 20s, to be honest.
You did bet Brooks.
I did not bet Brooks.
Okay, well, he's going on my card.
Okay.
Brooksy, definitely Colin Hovland. May get suckered into Scott. Ooh. Watson, Wolfie, and you know what? You didn't say anything about your boy answer. He's just like, you're just going to wait and see.
He's the second best Mexican. I don't know what to tell you.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. I actually think he's better than Ortiz. I think he's, I would prefer him. I think Ortiz is complete.
He's got a top 10 of the Masters, for God's sake.
I think Ortiz is complete smoke and mirrors. So.
Okay. All right.
That's it, man. All right. Here's the deal. Cut this one. I'm going to go to the bathroom, and I'm also going to grab some more claws, and then we're going to come back. We're going to answer all the questions. You're going to drop some beats. Do you have the pack one, whatever, the pack girl one to close us out?
We play that now. Oh, I thought we played at the end of the other one.
Oh yeah, that's better. Okay. Oh, you have. Oh God, yeah, you have the good outro. I love that outro. Let's do it.
All right. Bum, 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 bum,
bum. Peace out.
Go ahead. Go to the bathroom.
Hanging on a track.
Same bat time, same bat channel. For Profit Podcast, we coming in hot and right to your speed.
For Profit.
Got a lot of options. Well, I heard them all and no one can beat us.
Stop it.
Got Haven B hitting them drops, guaranteed to make you laugh. Yeah. Don't forget JD. He dropping F-bombs. We know how to cap. Yeah. Funny, smart at the same time. Yeah. Picking winners at the finish line. Yeah. Making guap for y'all every week. Yeah. Listen up every time we speak. Yeah. I don't know where you get your information from. Now, if you bought that cash, then listen. Come get you some. Yeah. Podcast. We the one that finished first. The other ones they finished last. Forepofit Podcast. We the one who finished first. The other ones they finished last.